It's Friday, May 9th, 2025, and from Dallas, Texas, this is World Missionary Evangelism on the Air. In just a few moments, Daniel Moore looks at the parable of the Good Samaritan. But before we hear from WME's president, will you please listen to this very important message? A subject that many people avoid is creating a will. Some people don't have a will simply because they don't know how to begin the process of creating this very important document. If you're one of those, if you need help creating a will, which is perhaps the most important thing that you can leave your loved ones after you die, then why don't you write to World Missionary Evangelism and ask for our free brochure, Giving Through Your Will. There is absolutely no obligation. This brochure will outline the steps that you need to take to begin to create a will of your own. To receive Giving Through Your Will, simply request it at this address: WME, Post Office Box 660800, Dallas, Texas 75266.
God bless you, WME family, and welcome back. We have made it to Friday, and we are looking at the parables of Christ, and we've had a great journey. But maybe you missed one of the programs. Maybe you didn't get a chance to listen to the whole program, and it's always important that when we have our Bible study, that you look at the background, that you look at the beginning. What is God telling us? What is God showing us? And we start Monday, but maybe you miss one or two programs. Do you know you can always go back and look at one of these programs and listen to maybe a program you've missed? You can go to our webpage. And our webpage is wme.org. In our webpage, you can see some of our past radio programs, but not only our radio programs, you can also see some of our TV programs, some of our programs that we have for streaming in YouTube and GodTube and in the different streaming venues that we have. And we also have pictures of some of the work that's being done around the world. So take a few minutes out of your day and look at our webpage, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy seeing the different areas of ministry where God has World Missionary Evangelism. Again, that is WME.org. Well, we're looking at the parable of the Good Samaritan. The Bible tells us that there was a lawyer who wanted to challenge Christ. He wanted to tempt him. He was being disingenuous, and he asked Christ about eternal life. And when he asked him, Jesus responds and he says, "What is written in the law?" And note that the man answers correctly. The man did have knowledge and he did have some intellect, but his heart wasn't right. So many people have very good intellect, but their heart isn't right with God. Yes, they have a lot of academia, but they're lost. And so the man answers him correctly. He says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy might, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." And Jesus said, "There's your answer." But then the man says, "Who is my neighbor?" And he does this to challenge Christ. And so Jesus begins to share with him about a priest, a Levite, and a Samaritan. Note that the first two are part of the religious crowd. The first two are part of those that should know better, a priest and a Levite. Both were ministries. Both were set up by God to help people, to minister. The priest was called by God to help minister, the Levite as well. But those two men walked away. And then we see the Samaritan. The Samaritan being during this time, you got to remember that there was a heavy class system. They didn't intermingle. They didn't associate. And this Samaritan, he sees the man who is hurt. He sees the man who is in pain. He sees the man who is, the scripture tells us here, he's left for half dead. He sees him And he doesn't just walk away. He doesn't just feel bad for the guy, but he comes to him. He helps heal his wounds. He pours oil and wine on him, and he begins to minister to him. He shows him that he cares. See, we have to show people that we care. We have to let people know that we really and sincerely care about them. We care about their hurt. We care about their pain they're going through. And he ministers to this man. And he doesn't just minister to him, but the Bible says that he put him on his own beast and he brought him to an inn and took care of him. And all three men had a place to go. All three men were on a journey. All three, the men had some place to go. But this man stopped in his tracks. He saw the need and he responded. And not only did he respond, but he went above and beyond. He went that extra mile. And he put him in an inn. And not only did he put him in an inn, but he told them to make sure that this man is okay. Make sure that this man, and he left them some money. And he said, if there's anything else that this man needs, charge it to my account. So by all accounts, not only did he minister to this man, but he cared about him. And the love of God, it's not just a one-time thing where we preach the gospel and then we move on to the next person, or we share the gospel message and we go on to the second or the third or the fourth person. No, we care about people. We minister to them. We make sure the work of God is complete in them. And this man wanted to make sure that this man was okay. He wanted to make sure that this man was going to be restored. And so he goes above and beyond. And Jesus asked the question, which of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell up among the thieves? And he said, he that showed mercy on him. And Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise. So Jesus answers this man. Who was the one who really cared? Who was the one who really loved this man enough to do something? See, it wasn't just that he saw this man in need and he had compassion. It wasn't just that he helped this man. It wasn't a one-time event. It wasn't a one-time thing. He wanted to make sure this man was completely whole. He wanted to make sure that this man was completely okay. So he not only ministered to the man, but he made sure that things were good. He made sure that things were okay. And as I've mentioned before many times here in World Missionary Evangelism, we've started in many countries where we're at today. We started because of disaster relief. We didn't know at the time that God was going to extend the work there. We didn't know that our work there was going to continue. Nicaragua, we to help during the time of disaster. We didn't know that to this day we would still be there. We would still have children we minister to. We still have a school there that helps children with their education, but not only with their education, but it helps children know about the Lord. We didn't know when we went to Sri Lanka that we were going to set up a girls' home. We didn't know that the work of God was going to continue in that country. And to this day, we're still there ministering. We're still there helping. We're still there sharing the love of God. And this happened in so many places. When John E. Douglas went to India to hold a massive revival, he didn't know that they were going to give him seven orphan children and that was going to be the end of the work. God extended the work. So this man went above and beyond. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. Go and do likewise. Go and do the same as this man did. He didn't just see the need, but he responded to the need. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your word. And we thank you for speaking to our hearts and our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For 65 years of ministry, World Missionary Evangelism has been searching out the needs of people that we reach. And one of the greatest needs we have found is water. In so many areas that we have outreach, there simply is no safe place for people to obtain drinking water. If you would like to give a gift to help us drill a well, and this is a wonderful project for a family, a business organization, a church, a Sunday school class, or maybe your Bible study group, then why don't you call us at 214-942-1678 and ask where wells are needed right now and how you can help with those projects. You can also give a gift for wells by calling that number, 1-214-942-1678, or by sending a gift to WME Post Office Box 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. In the month of May, World Missionary Evangelism is offering you the opportunity to receive absolutely free the wonderful book, Worry Less, Pray More, A Woman's Devotional Guide to Anxiety-Free Living by Donna K. Maltese. Whether you worry about work, your relationships, finances, the turmoil of the world, or something more, this devotional guide will help you alleviate your anxiety-inducing thoughts as you learn to live in the freedom of Almighty God, who offers calm for your harried soul. As you read the devotionals and prayer, you grow even closer to the anxiety reliever himself, who will transform your anxious heart into a heart overflowing with peace. You can have this book absolutely free by writing to us today and requesting our May offer at WME, Post Office Box 660-800, that's 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266.
If you would like to find out more about World Missionary Evangelism, our people, and our programs, why don't you go visit our website at www.wme.org.
It is through your faithfulness, prayers, and generous letters that make this worldwide outreach for Christ possible. Please include your prayer request in your letters. Here is our mailing address, WME, Post Office Box 660-800, Dallas, Texas 75266. Our telephone number for information, our prayer line, or giving gifts using MasterCard, Visa, Discover, or American Express is 1-214-942-1678. For our listeners in Canada, our address is WME, Post Office Box 6088, Fort St. John, British Columbia, V1J4H6. You can find us online at www.wme.org.